looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it must be.
Demi Lovato, can we talk about her real quick?
Because
there's something. Yeah, so here's what's going on with her right now that I think is really, really interesting. So she has a new album coming out tomorrow. Okay. And she's doing like, it's not really a video. It's more of like a docuseries. It's called Dancing with the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the name of her documentary, but I think it's also the name of her album.
Song?
If I'm, huh?
I think it's the name.
It's a documentary that she's doing.
Oh, okay. Thought it was a song.
But no, that's what I'm saying. Like she has a couple things happening.
I really
at one
don't
time.
Like.
So she sat down with Entertainment Tonight to talk about what inspired this. And the reason why I want to bring it up is because some of the things that she says in this are kind of, it's a little disturbing. So I wanted to discuss it with you.
The hell's wrong with her hair?
To get your take on it. She took her hair off, but you know, she wears wigs all the time anyway. So they all, let me just say this before you show her, because she has like no hair. A lot of these women who are pop stars and actresses, they have so much done to their hair. I've had so many hair people explain this to me. They've had so much done to their hair over the years in videos and teasing and straightening and curling that their hair is so damaged that they end up practically shaving their heads. And then whenever you see them, they usually have a wig on because it's the only way that they can function, because their natural hair has been so damaged by color and, you know, all the teasing and everything that's gone on. Remember, she's been a star since she's a kid. So there's always been somebody like straightening her hair, pulling her hair, coloring her hair. So it's really short now because it's the only way she can have like a healthy head of hair.
And wigs are so good now that you can't really tell the difference.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So she sat down with Entertainment Tonight and she said a couple of things that I wanted to run by you because I don't know. I felt there was a part of it that I felt was very disturbing. But here she is explaining.
And it's not her hair. I think her hair is disturbing.
I think she looks beautiful.
Huh.
But here she is explaining where she's going with her music and what her whole like vibe is these days.
The album is called Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil, / The Art of Starting Over. And it takes you on a journey. You know, I wanted to touch a lot about what had happened to me in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And then
her overdose.
Moving on from after those few songs to The Art of Starting Over. From there on is the beginning of the rest of my life, basically.
So she's got the super short hair, but she's, you know, look how confident she is.
She's got a tattoo on her neck.
Yeah.
The first
tattoo's on
song
her hands.
That was recorded on this album was actually Valentine's Day of 2018. So that was quite a while ago.
So she started making music back then. But now she's going in like a different direction. So then it's the next thing.
I feel like I've never given myself this much time off in my career. So definitely right. My voice feels a lot stronger than it used to.
Well, because there's a pandemic going on. So
this is an album that is self-reflective of the journey I've been on for the past few years. So I've reached a point in my artistry that I really don't make music for anybody else other than myself.
She's saying that she's making this album for herself and not for us. So the single that's coming out tomorrow has a video that comes with it where she reenacts her entire overdose.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing the exact same outfit. She's wearing the exact same hairstyle. She's dressed the same. They have everything that happened to her that night, that she went through each thing painstakingly through it of overdosing, the friend with the Narcan. She has this scene. I guess they showed like some clips from it.
Oh, she actually got Narcan.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's what saved her life. She would have been dead. She would have been dead had her friend not had Narcan with them.
I didn't
them.
Know that.
But see, someone that has Narcan with them, that tells you how many drugs you do. If you're prepared for the
right
for the overdose,
that's something you got in your purse. We have an issue.
Right. No one has Narcan in their purse unless they need Narcan in
or
their purse.
Or they're a cop.
So there's a very disturbing scene where she's on a gurney being wheeled out and she has these black circles on her eyes and she looks like she's died or she's about to die. It's really, really disturbing. Now, I haven't seen the video because they didn't release it, but they did release like these little scenes and whatever. And again, she's sitting there telling us that she's doing this for herself. This is her journey and it's for her. And she's making music for herself for the first time in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I applaud her. I commend her. I'm sure it's very cathartic and therapeutic to reenact all this, you know, psychologically for her. I'm just thinking it's going to be really disturbing to see it. Do you know what I mean? I think it's going to be really hard to see, disturbing to see. I think her fans are already upset about, I mean, this was a really hard time. We've discussed this before, but her fans, she has this group of fans that travel with her.
Mm.
She's very close with them. She's not like a regular artist where she just knows her fans and sends, like, you know, an email here. She's very close. There's this whole entourage of fans that come with her wherever she goes. They have private jokes together. They're super tight. So, and I'm a huge fan of hers. I'm nervous to see this video, and I'm not even one of her super fans. I'm not even a Lovatiac. Do you know what I mean? I'm just somebody who likes Demi Lovato. So I just, reenacting the whole, the Narcan, the overdose, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I guess I'm hoping that it'll deter people from ever doing drugs to actually see the experience played out.
All right, two things.
I don't know.
We wouldn't be talking about it unless she did this. She's doing it. She wrote it. She's going to do it.
No, it's not her consent. It's her idea. This was what she actually was saying, that she made so much music before this for the record company, for other people. This is the first time she's doing something for herself. And this whole thing is like her catharsis, like the two years or three years that she's gone through since.
Mm.
This is all about that.
Yeah, Katy Perry did that last album. Ask her how that went.
Right. That's the other thing. Right. See, Katy Perry was like, I'm finally doing music for myself. And it made news. It was like headline news that her album was like the worst selling album in pop history. You know, it was like crazy. And people kept comparing, like, this band called blah, blah, blah sold twice as many albums as Katy Perry. Have you ever heard of blah, blah, blah? It's like, no, I never heard of them. And they sold more than Katy Perry did.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. So is this going to be one of these like mature deep dives that is you're finally going to be like, wow, she's more than a pop star. She's like a real artist. Or is it going to be one of these things that's going to be hard to listen to? And
there's no radio hits on this album. I guarantee it.
You think?
Yeah. She barely had a radio hit before. So this is the way it's an album for myself. Doesn't look good.
Right,
I've never heard that come out of any artist's mouth, and it was good.
But so why did they do an album for them? How does the label allow that to happen? You know what I mean? Don't they sit down? Because I don't know if you saw the documentary about Billie Eilish, about her sitting down and writing songs. And like, she was in her bedroom with her brother Phineas, and like the record reps would show up in the bedroom and they would play some songs from them. They'd be like, that one, but not that one. Or could you work on that one a little more? That doesn't quite work for us. Mm-hmm. They were part of her collaboration in that they discussed songs that they were going to produce, that they were going to put out and not put out. They didn't leave it up to her.
Okay. This explains it right here. She's on Safe House Records.
Is that not a thing?
So
is it Sony? Is it who's Safe House?
Safe House is Hollywood. Island.
Oh, Island Records. Island is huge.
No, they're not. They were 40 years ago. They're not now.
I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, they have the Jonas Brothers. That's the other band they have.
That's pretty big. Jonas Brothers are pretty successful.
Not.
Nick Jonas has put out a lot of hits. Joe Jonas puts out a ton of hits. DNCE, you kidding me? Oh my God, yes.
So that
Cake by the Ocean was a huge hit.
Okay, what year?
When we were at that radio station.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
It's been a while.
So
yeah,
so basically she can come out with anything she wants as long as it's something new. They don't care. You know, they got to sell records somehow.
But I think her fans are going to really connect to it, is what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I'm nervous. I'm nervous for her. I feel like it's going to be a really disturbing video to watch. And I don't know. I mean, I want to watch it, but then I feel like
you're going to watch it. So
no, of course I'm going to watch it. But it feels like looking into somebody's real personal soul. Like, it feels like watching somebody have sex. You know, I don't want to watch you have sex. I want to hear about it, but I don't want to watch it. So I think that's the thing about the video is, like, for me, I think it's going to be really disturbing to watch. Of course, I'm going to watch it, but I just feel like it's going to be really disturbing.